If we look at the introduction of the World Wide Web, the internet, things such as Zoom are what, maybe 2 decades old at best. So all of a sudden, we are thrust in just 20 or 30 years, not 200 or 300 years, into a radically different world where the pace of change is such that we can barely keep up. So this gives us an opportunity to create a future that our ancestors would have scarcely imagined possible. But we cannot do it without a moral and spiritual compass. Because we have learned in history that technology, whether it is a cause of good or evil, is solely a reflection of our own moral choices. So we need to realize that each of us has to bring this moral spiritual consciousness into society, and not just by paying lip service to it, but by changing the way we treat each other, by changing the choices that we make in our lives, in our communities and neighborhoods and societies at large, so that we can put an end to this incredibly, if I can say, idiotic behavior. When you look at a culture of greed, consumerism, hateful, divisive ideologies, this is idiotic. It's idiotic because it does not correspond to reality, and it is belittling the extraordinary capacities that we have to do good in the world and to achieve progress.
Well, that's super awesome, wise words, full of hope and positivity. We really thank you and appreciate your time. And we also thank our listeners, especially from Simon Fraser University and the students all over the world that are looking for this positive new way of changing the world and making it into a more blessed place the way it should be for the next 7 generations, for the presents, and just the honoring of our ancestors. So we thank you, and we're going to have to say bye for now. And we're looking,
thank you very much.
And we're looking forward to hearing from you again.
It will be a pleasure. Thank you very much to you and the listeners at SFU and across the world.
Yes, thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're back. That was the part 2 interview of Dr. Akvan, the world-renowned international law lawyer for the United Nations. And so we're going to continue on with our program here, and we're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shekhlech. And his song is from Swin Growers, and it's a cover song of an old song, Pump Up the Jam.
Classic.
Yeah, yeah. So this is electric. Electro Swin cover featuring the Lost Fingers. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. Here it comes. It's always a little bit.
Electronic 1989, pump up the jam. Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, you'll find out if you do that.
Ooh, I want a place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight. Ooh, I want a place. get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you knew that. Parties at, and you'll find out if you do that.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you do that.
We're back. That was Swin Growers, Pump Up the Jam, Electro Swin cover featuring the Lost Fingers. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So really big inspiration to everyone that knows his story, and a big hero of myself, and just an honor and a privilege to have him come on our program and share his special music and his insights to our subjects. And today, oh, thank you for joining us, Shkwait.
Yeah, yeah. Feel appreciated.
Awesome.
Yeah, beautiful music as usual. And yeah, so our subject today is on empowerment, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, you know, we need to be empowered. And we need to help empower others as well, eh? You know, and that's all positivity. You know, there's, you know, when we want to start improving our own empowerment, we have to, recognize our own abilities. You know, in work, in play. You know, just recognize our own abilities, you know, and if we don't feel they're up to par, we gotta set reasonable goals on improvement. You know, and that's self-empowerment. And then when we wanna help those around us, help empower them, you know, we gotta listen to them, you know, hear what they have to say, and then give them honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Being good and positive and encouraging on what they've relayed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need help, help them find their strengths, what their abilities that are, have and need improvement on, and give support, don't just give them all answers, because, we don't learn anything if we just copy word for word the answers from the back of the textbook. we need to learn stuff on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have in trouble, ask others.
Mm-hmm.
What am I seeing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And you can help them improve in their empowerment, because we're not meant to be loners.
Mm-hmm.
we got to be like the African wild dogs. That's a big community.
Mm-hmm.
And they all rely on each other.
Mm-hmm.
If one decides they're going to venture out, they're hyena food or lion food. So, we got to stick to those that we have learned to trust, learned to bond with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of empowerment.
Mm.
Helping each other learn to the best of our abilities.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful, because it fits in with, because we have a theme this week, and it's about fund drive and helping us to get donations and reach our goals. Our goal here is to raise like $10,000, and as Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Free Voices, our goal is to raise $500. And it takes a community. It takes all of us to band together and work towards these little goals of encouragement and empowerment to keep us going. And it's just so great that we get the insights of somebody that, has come through a lot of trauma and tribulations and made it, and recognizes the world for what it is and who we are as humanity. It's very valid for what you're saying. We got to band together. We got to stick together, encourage each other, and grow together and develop. And just a really blessing and an honor to have you come on our program and share your insights on our subjects. And always a blessing to listen to your music, man.
Mm-hmm. Another good pick and wise words.
Yes. So we really thank you for joining us and sharing, part of what makes you tick and what helped you survive all those tribulations and traumas.
Yeah, I'm happy to give my 2 cents, and hopefully they're not bad.
Well, it's a blessing that we get to listen to you and encouraging to get all the positive energy that you help us build up and help us throughout the rest of our weeks, and just a really great time to have and spend time with you. So we're gonna have to say bye for now.
Okay. And, bye for now. I thank you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. Send it all back to you guys 1,000-fold.
Beautiful and wonderful. We thank you for joining us, and just have a great week and weekend, and a lot of positive energy in your recovery. And looking forward to hearing from you again next week. and your songs. So bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shukluk from Gwaishkina, BC. And yeah, we're going to be right back.
Best friends support one another, and you can be radio's best friend by becoming a CJSF donator and making a contribution now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573. Be radio's best friend today.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to have some words from our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we're going to play her a song from Cyclona, and this is Down in the Valley, and it's a great one. Enjoy, everybody. Here it comes.
Down in the Valley. We'll be right back.
we're back. That was Cyclona down in the valley. And we're down in the valley with our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you doing, Celia? Welcome to our program, and thank you for joining us.
Doing well, thank you. What a great topic.
Yes, we have our subject, and it's on empowerment and encouragement, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Well, you know, what came to mind and it came to mind while I was listening to other people on the show, is it boils down to energy. You know, like that, empowerment is like there's this energy behind it. And, you know, some, like Wegedesk, you were speaking to, and I think you were speaking, Quange, to it, as well as your brother, that, you know, it can come in the form of helping, like encouraging other people, even, you know, whether it's a smile or noticing and building others, like doing things that help to create that energy around us. Or we can also be doing something ourselves that people can watch and be inspired by, but we inspire ourselves in it. And so what I thought about is like, okay, it's either it's that act of reaching up, lifting up, giving a hand up. So it's either with self, others, or in a group, that type of thing. And so really it's this energy to me of moving higher and in an upwards direction that has, it becomes, what's that called in flights when there's that thermal sort of thing where it lifts. Where it lifts the birds up, you know, like that it has that energy. So like empowerment is contagious. It has that contagiousness. Mm. And so the energy only kind of builds into a larger, something larger than what originally was being put out there. Like it kind of takes on sort of a magical life of its own in some ways, in addition to the practical things that individuals and groups are doing. That's what came to mind.
It's a very beautiful sight, and you know, it reminds me of like you know, eagles will fly above their baby eagles, and with the power of their wings and just flying above them, it sucks the baby eagles up. And it like can help them to fly.
Right.
And it's just a very crazy way of like empowerment. Man, what a fascinating thing.
Wow, that is really an interesting, like I've got that image in my mind as you're describing it too, you know. And then this baby, I have this imagination that the baby eagle, this is their first, second, third time doing it, they're getting confidence because they are actually achieving this thing of flying by this assistance that they're getting as well, but they will also be on their own wings totally eventually, you know, like it starts with this beginning of this beautiful I was gonna say fire, but kind of like it's like this initial starting phase, you know. Wow, I love that image.
Yeah, it's like an updraft.
And goodness knows we need a lot more updraft in our world these days, right?
yeah Well, you know, our program is like that, as we're, you know, we're flying through life and we're providing a lot of positivity and human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice. And it's like us as Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, as we're, you know, going through this trajectory, and we're helping others that, you know, are tuning in and listening in, and us ourselves. Like, I get a lot of encouragement and empowerment just from coming and doing the show and talking to all you beautiful people and wonderful insights that you bring. And it's just so empowering, and I just love it. And I wish more and more people would get involved and just tune in, listen in. And it is so encouraging just to, you know, get that insight from some of our listeners around the world. And it's just amazing.
Yeah. And so I love this topic because it I don't know. I feel empowered already for the rest of my evening.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we thank you for joining us and sharing your insights. It was beautiful. It was wonderful.
As always.
Yeah, as usual.
Aw. Well, thank you, and I'll be making it up the hill very soon.
Beautiful.
I will be making it up the hill.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. And yeah. Everybody stay safe and have fun tonight. And, yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, lots of love to you.
Halloween. And
bye for now.
Bye for now. And looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we're going to have to wrap up our program and come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And coming up next, we have the art show with Jacob. And just stay tuned. And we're going to play some Pokey Lafarge, Baby's Coming Back to Town. Baby's Coming to Town.
All right.
So thank you for joining us, everybody.
Thanks, Eagle Nation. See you next week.
Bye for now.
You're gonna see that side of me. Baby, come to town. Lots of music and plenty of fun. Yes, little bit for everyone. And it won't be nothing left undone. Well, my baby, come to town. Band playing a swingaroo. Everyone with a liquor too. Everyone gonna swing and sway all night long till the break of day. We got a whiskey, woman, wine and gin. We're gonna dance all night till it's the same. But I'll give out, we give in. Well, my baby, come to town.